जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यामुन तीर वन चारी यामुन तीर वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधे प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमच्छल अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शुक्ल प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई की यमुना माई की भक्ति देवी की तुलसी महारानी की समवेत भक्त वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद Hare Krishna. So we'll begin with Mangalacharan. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Soyam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Reading from Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4 Chapter 28 Verse number 6. Today is Saturday, 29th of June. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kanyopagudho Nashta Shri Kripano Vishayatmakaha Nashta Pragyo Hriteshwaryo Gandharvayava Nairbalad Kanyopagudho Nashta Shri Kripano Vishayatmakaha Nashta Pragyo Hriteshwaryo Gandharvayava Nairbalad Kanyopagudho Nashta Shri Kripano Vishayatmakaha Nashta Pragyo Hriteshwaryo Gandharvayava Nairbalad Kanyopagudho Nashta Shri Kripano Vishayatmakaha Aishwarya,
प्रज्ञोदितैश्वर्य गंधर्व यवनैर्बला
वैष्णवीस
कन्योपगूढ़ो नष्टश्री कृपणो विषयात्मक नष्टप्राज्ञो हृतैश्वर्यो गंधर्व यवनैर्बला
synonyms kanya by the daughter of time upagudha being embraced nashta shri bereft of all beauty kripana miser vishaya atmakah
addicted to sense gratification
nashta pragya bereft of intelligence hrita aishwarya bereft of opulence gandharva by the gandharvas yavanai and by the yavanas balat by force translation and purport by his divine grace अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन व्हेन किंग पुरंजन वाज एम्ब्रेस्ड बाय काल कन्या ही ग्रेजुअली लॉस्ट ऑल हिज ब्यूटी हैविंग बीन टू मच एडिक्टेड टू सेक्स ही बिकेम वेरी पुअर इन इंटेलिजेंस एंड लॉस्ट ऑल हिज ऑप्युलेंस बींग बिरेफ्ट ऑफ ऑल पोजेशंस He was conquered forcibly by the Gandharvas and the Yavanas. Purport. When a person is attacked by the invalidity of old age and is still addicted to sense gratification, he gradually loses all his personal beauty, intelligence, and good possessions. He thus cannot resist the forceful attack of the daughter of time. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So I am very thankful to all the devotees who have kindly given me this opportunity for rendering service in the form of speaking something upon Srimad Bhagavatam. In bhakti everything is seva. Bhakti seva bhagavato. If bhakti has to be defined In one word, what is bhakti? Bhakti seva bhagavato. That is what Srila Rupa Goswami says in Padyavali. Bhakti seva bhagavato. So there is no point of the speaker thinking that I am situated in a superior position. Because I have been given a platform. From the platform also what I have to do is seva. Because this speaking Srimad Bhagavatam is seva. Therefore Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto says that three people get purified. One is the speaker. First is the speaker. Because speaker is the one who sometimes needs the most purification. So, first is the speaker. Vaktaram prachakam shrotrums. Tatpada salilam yatha. Second is prachakam. Somebody who asks questions. And third is shrota. Shrota means the entire audience. Tatpada salilam yatha. Just as Ganga purifies all categories of people. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is like a Ganga which purifies all sorts of people who come in contact with it, whether they are Vakta, whether they are Prashnakarta, whether they are Shrota, whether they are speaker, questioner or simply audience. So, my thanks to all of you for kindly arranging this. Thank you dear Radhesham Prabhu for kindly being here. Simply by your being here, I am assured that, you know, if I make even a tiny mistake, you will catch me. So I am, but please forgive me if I make any mistake, Prabhuji, because it is human tendency to make some errors. So if there is any mistakes, then please forgive me. But before I begin, Srila
श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु यूज टू से वन थिंग, श्रीधर स्वामी गुरु करिमानी, श्रीधर अनुगत करो भागवत व्याख्यान. इफ यू वॉन्ट टू एक्सप्लेन श्रीमद भागवतम, एनीबडी वॉन्ट्स टू एक्सप्लेन श्रीमद भागवतम, दे शुड एक्सप्लेन एज पर द कमेंट्री ऑफ विच स्वामी,
श्रीधर स्वामी.
सो दिस श्रीधर स्वामी गुरु करिमानी. सो इन दैट ट्रेडिशन आई वुड लाइक टू गिव रिस्पेक्ट टू श्रील श्रीधर स्वामी बाय ट्रांसलेटिंग हिज कमेंट्री. Let's see what Srila Sridhar Swami says about this verse. He says, Kanyaya Jarayop Gudha. So, Kanyaya means he was embraced. What is the Kanya? Jaraya. Jaraya means old age. Upagudha. Upagudha means he is embraced. Sums. Being embraced like that, tat pratikriyam na lebhe. This Puranjan, he could not find any counteraction to her embrace. What to do? Pratikriya means to counteract something. How to counteract old age? Tat pratikriyam na lebhe. He could not get any pratikriya, any counteraction for old age. Iti tritiyen anvaya. This is some grammar rule. Jaraya upagudha. So he's used tritiya vibhakti, grammar rule. Then in the verse there is one term, Hrita Aishwarya. Hrita Aishwarya means Utthanadishu Ashaktaha. He becomes so old that cannot even get up properly in his place. Ashaktaha. Ashakta means he is unable. Utthan Adi. Not only in getting up, in sitting down. Adi. Getting up, sitting down, any movement, he has become completely Ashakta. This is what Srila Sridhar Swami says here. Now we all know, and many speakers have said this, that this entire incident of Puranjan is basically what is called as indirect preaching to the king named Prachina Barishat. Now this term indirect preaching is not exactly used in the original Sanskrit. What is used in the original Sanskrit? Parokshava. Very nice. That's what, you know, so very exactly, precisely, pinpointedly the term used is which vad? Parokshavad. Now let's try to understand what is the meaning of Parokshavad. So first for that we have to understand what is the meaning of Paroksha. So meaning of Paroksha I have displayed here. Para, paraha akshaha. Akshaha means eyes and paraha means something which is beyond the eyes. Akshnaha param. Which means that which cannot be seen with the direct eyes or perceived with the direct senses. That is called as para akshaha. And that which can be seen with the eyes and the senses, it is called prati aksha. Prati aksha combines to become what? Pratyaksha. So pratyaksha and opposite of pratyaksha is what? Paroksha. Prati aksha, para aksha. These are the two terms. So paroksha means apratyaksham. This is the definition given in the dictionary. So paroksha means that which is not directly perceivable by our ordinary senses. And when some speaker speaks in such a way that although you can understand the direct meaning, but some hidden meaning is paroksha. Some hidden meaning cannot be understood directly. That sort of vad becomes known as which vad? Paroksha vad. Now, Narad Muni is engaging in what is known as Paroksha vad. Now, first and foremost, we have to understand this thing. What is Krishna's opinion and what is Srimad Bhagavatam's opinion about Paroksha vad? Because once we understand what is Srimad Bhagavatam's opinion about Paroksha vad, once we understand what is Krishna's opinion about Parokshavad, then we can be sure whether, you know, Parokshavad is really, you know, a good bona fide way of engaging in preaching or not. So let's see what Srimad Bhagavatam says about Parokshavad. In 11th canto, in the discussion between Nimi, Maharaj Nimi and the Navayogendras, this is the verse. Please repeat after me. परोक्षवादो वेदोयम् बालानामनुशासनम् कर्म मोक्षाय कर्माणि विदते ही अगदम यथा। This is parokshavada vedoyam. This Vedic literature is full of parokshavad. Parokshavad means this indirect sort of speech. Sometimes we call it indirect preaching. I would like to suggest a term for it. Parokshavad should be called as enigmatic preaching. You know what is enigmatic preaching? Enigmatic means, although Prachina Bharhi is understanding the direct meaning of what Narad Muni is saying, there is somebody called, you know, this Kal Kanya, and she is embracing, and he's become old, Puranjaya. He understands the direct meaning. But there is an enigmatic meaning hidden behind the verse. So Parokshavad is what I would suggest is called as enigmatic preaching, which Narad Muni is engaging in. So Parokshavada Vedoyam. This Ved is full of Parokshavad. Balanam Anushasanam. For those who are childish people, like Prachin Bharhi, for them Anushasanam. For them it gives very nice Anushasan. Because they are Bal. Bal means, Bal is Chapal. Chapal means his mind is not fixed in one place. So that is the nature of Bal. It is called Bal Chapalta. So this mind is not fixed in one place. Balanam Anushasanam. Karma Mokshaya Karmani. Vedas prescribe Karmani. Engage in karma. Engage in karma. Engage in karma. But for which purpose? Karma Mokshaya. Ultimately to get liberation from that karma. And then he gives an analogy. He says, Vidhatte hi agadam yatha. Just like agadam, some medicine is given on the pretext of a, you know, sweet. By sugarcoating some medicine is given. Similarly, a child is given medicine just like that. Vedas are giving these fruitive activities ultimately to release that person from fruitive activities. And therefore, he says, Vedas are full of parokshavad. Vedas say something, but the ultimate meaning of Vedas is something else only. That is what is the meaning of this verse. So this is basically how the Navayogendras are defining parokshavad to Maharaj Nimi. Does anybody have a mic? Extra mic, yes. Prabhuji, can you read the translation?
Childish and foolish people are attracted to materialistic fruitive activities, although the actual goal of life is to become free from such activities. Therefore, the Vedic injunctions of Parokshavad indirectly lead one to the path of ultimate liberation by first prescribing fruitive religious activities, just as a father promises his child candy so that the child will take his medicine.
Yes. This is Srimad Bhagavatam 11.3.44. Now, let's see what Lord Krishna has to say about Parokshavad. Lord Krishna's direct statement on Parokshavad. Please repeat after me. Veda Brahmatma Vishayas. त्रिकांड विषया इमे परोक्षवादा ऋषयः परोक्षं मम च प्रियम्। कृष्णा स्टेटमेंट, कृष्णा इज सेइंग वेदा, ऑल द फोर वेदास ब्रह्मात्म विषयास, दे आर एक्चुअली ब्रह्म विषय आत्म विषय, दैट इज व्हाट दे आर टीचिंग, बट त्रिकांड विषया इमे, but when you actually see the Vedas directly, they appear to be saying Trikanda. Trikanda means Karma Kanda, Gyan Kanda, Upasana Kanda. So on face value, they appear to be giving Trikanda, but actually they are giving which Vishaya? Brahma Vishaya, Atma Vishaya. Absolute truth and truth about the self. Parokshavada. So this actually, he says, all the four Vedas are speaking which Vad? Parokshavad. Rishayaha, through this Parokshavad, it is being spoken, Paroksham Mama Chapriyam. And Krishna says, this Paroksha, this enigmatic preaching is very dear to me. So he says, this is Krishna's opinion given directly. But one thing should be noted. When Narad Muni is preaching to Prachin Bharhi, he clearly afterwards resolves the entire mystery himself. And he tells Prachin Bharhi, oh, Puranjan is the Jiva. And Puranjan had a friend who was the super soul, Paramatma. So all the Parokshavad also, when it is explained by the Acharya, that Parokshavad explanation culminates in knowledge of Lord Krishna. That is what should happen. Brahma Gyan, Atma Gyan, knowledge of the Supreme, knowledge of the Self. This is what should happen. Now, one question is, what is opinion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about Parokshavad? This also we should explore. Did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like such enigmatic style of speaking? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself liked to speak sometimes enigmatically. So, one time while dancing in the Rath Yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly starts uttering a verse. Now this verse is from one mundane poetic book called Kavya Prakash, written by one Acharya called as Mammat. And this is about a so-called drama heroine speaking in separation from her beloved hero. And this is the verse. So please repeat after. We can sing together. This is in the same meter as Shad Goswami Ashtakam. So let's sing this together.
Yaha kaumar harasa eva hi varasta eva chaitrakshapas ते चोन्मीले मालती सुरभया प्रौढा कदम्बानिला सा चैवास्मि तथापि तत्र सुरत व्यापार लीला विधौ रेवा रोदसि वेतसि तरुतले चेत समुत्कंठते.
Roji, please read the translation.
That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of Malti flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover, yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva under the Vetashi tree. That is my desire.
Okay. Now, Prabhuji, I want to ask you one question. In this entire verse, anything devotional, directly devotional, can you see? No. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the pinnacle of sannyas ashram, is singing this on a public platform. How does it appear? Does it appear nice or does it not appear nice? It appears little disturbing to some of us. Those days there were not movies, not movie songs. So movies, instead of movie songs, we used to have, some songs like this. So it is as good as singing a song which is from a mundane drama or a mundane movie. Now, how will it appear if a sannyasi in the middle of the Rath Yatra starts singing a song from a Bollywood movie? How will it appear? Same was the condition of all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas there. They are all learned in Shastra. They know which verse is, from which book it is. Swarup Damodar Goswami knows, Rai Ramana knows. And they are like hiding their face, somewhere I can see. What to do, suddenly something has come over Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is singing this verse. So at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying one thing, but there is an enigmatic meaning hidden behind it. That enigmatic meaning is brought out by one devotee. Who is that devotee? Srila Rupa Goswami. Shri Chaitanya Manah Abhishtam, what was hidden within the heart of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sthapitam Yena. So he understood and he also established it. Where did he establish it? Bhutale, the entire world. Soyam Rupah, that is which Goswami? Srila Rupa Goswami. And this is the verse that he composed. Very nice, Shikharini meter, same meter as Jagannath Ashtakam. Slightly difficult to sing, kindly sing after me.
Priya soyam Krishna sahachari kurukshetra milita. Priya soyam Krishna sahachari tathaham saradha tadidamubhayosam gamasukham. Tadhapyantah khelan maduramuralipam chamajushe. Mano me kalindi pulina vipinaya sprihayati.
Now, Rupa Goswami is writing a mirror verse which is explaining the enigmatic actual meaning behind Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's verse. And his verse, first line, he is writing Krishna. So, all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are happy now. Yes. And then there is Kurukshetra and Radha and, you know, Kalindi. Previous verse, there is no Kalindi. Reva. Who knows Reva? Anybody knows Reva here? And there is Vetasi. Who knows Vetasi? Ashoka tree. Is there any Ashoka tree we heard of in Krishna Leela? There are some Ashoka trees, but the most prominent tree is Kadamba tree. So all those things we want, but those are not present in those verses. So Rupa Goswami writes a parallel verse, and this is the translation of that verse. Prabhuji.
My dear friend, now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna on this field of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radharani, and now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant, but still I would like to go to the bank of the Yamuna beneath the trees of the forest there. I wish to hear the vibration of his sweet flute playing the fifth note within that forest of Vrindavan.
Right. So, do you agree that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu likes enigmatic speech? Do you agree Krishna likes enigmatic speech? Yes, I showed you direct pramana. He says, Parokshram Mamacha Priya. Now, that is Shabda Pramana. Now, nobody can say Krishna doesn't like. Krishna likes. But sometimes devotees, like it happened with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, devotees become a little bit bewildered. So, somebody is needed who can make that direct connection to Krishna. Then that Parokshavad becomes complete. I hope everybody agrees with this. Yes. If that connection is not there, you may call it Yukta Vairagya, but for Yukta Vairagya there is one condition, Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe. Are, when Krishna Sambandha is absent, how can you call it which Vairagya? Yukta Vairagya. For Yukta Vairagya there is one condition mentioned by Rupa Goswami, Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe. And Krishna Sambandha should be there. As soon as Krishna Sambandha is established, from that very moment it becomes Yukta Vairagya. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's singing of the verse from Kavya Prakash is Yukta Vairagya. Provided somebody understands the verse which is given by Srila Rupa Goswami, which is the mirror verse for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's verse. And only Rupa Goswami could understand. So, we have to understand according to him. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees are also no less. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees are also expert in this enigmatic speech. One time, Jagadananda Pandit came to Jagannath Puri. This is in Antya Leela. And he is meeting all the devotees. And he met Advaita Acharya, everybody. After meeting, he came to Navadvip. He met Advaita Acharya and Nityanand Prabhu, everybody. From Navadvip, he is taking permission from everybody. So, he is taking permission from Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya, can I go back to Jagannath Puri? Please, can I have your permission? So, Advaita Acharya says yes, but there is one message. For that madman, I have one message. You know, which madman is he talking about? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please repeat after me.
Baula ke kahi haloka. Haila baula, baula ke kahi hahate, na bikae chaula.
Prabhuji, please inform Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who is acting like a madman, that everyone here has become mad like him. Inform him also that in the marketplace, rice is no longer in demand.
Are? What is the meaning of this? Huh? Why do you devotees speak like this? There, Baula ke, first is calling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Baula. In Marathi, the equivalent is, you know, Avudut, yeah. But in Marathi also, it says that somebody becomes little bawrat. Bawrat means thoda, pagal ho jata hai vyakti. Baula, there is means it is, he has become little madman. Baula ke kahi ha, tell that madman, loka haila baula, everybody has become baula. Baula ke kahi ha, and tell that madman one more thing, haate na bhi kai chawla. In the marketplace, chawal or rice is no longer being sold. Achha, now what is the meaning? I tried to read everything, all the purports, Srila Prabhupada, and I could not locate anything, but there is no purport given to this verse. So I said, let me refer to the Bengali commentary of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Bengali commentary says, this is in Antya Lila. So Advaita Acharya is saying, Baula ke kahiha loka haila baula. Tell the madman Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everybody has become mad like you. Which means everybody got love of God. Mission accomplished. Baula ke kahiha, everybody has gotten sufficient rice in their home. Na bikai chawla. Now nobody is purchasing rice anymore because everybody has sufficient stockpile of rice at their home. So meaning is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the external reason for which you appeared is now fulfilled. Now you please exclusively focus on your which purpose? Internal purpose. And it is written immediately after this verse. After reading this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very serious and, you know, became much more reserved in his behavior. So this is the hidden meaning behind it. So this is known as Parokshavad. Parokshavad means enigmatic speech, or you can call it indirect speech or enigmatic speech. Now, in the state of Maharashtra, in Nasik, there appeared a very super devotee of Lord Krishna. His name is Sri Harishri. My Guru Maharaj used to quote him so often with such love, because he had a schedule every day. I will tell you today what is Harishri's schedule. This is mentioned by his disciple and his son. Every morning he will wake up before the sun rises. This is his rule. Before the sun rises, he will wake up. His year of birth is around 1810 AD. This is his approximate year of birth. He is born in Kashyap Gotra Brahman Parivar. And every morning he will wake up before the sun rises. He will take bath and he will chant his sandhya. After chanting his sandhya, he will chant Vishnu Sahasranam entirely. After chanting Vishnu Sahasranam entirely, he will chant 12 chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam. After chanting 12 chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam, he will do 1.5 hours of Goseva. After doing that, he will accept the first morsel of food in the day. This is his daily routine. After doing this for 12 years, he writes in his commentary that one day I got a direct darshan of Krishna. And Krishna ordered me one thing, you write a commentary on 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he says, Krishna said, I will give you the bij. I will tell you in the heart why I did what I did. There is a lot of Parokshavad in the 10th canto. Why I did what I did? You explain it through your commentary. And you bring it out in the choicest poetry. Harishri said all. And Krishna addressed him using a name. He writes in his commentary, what name Krishna called? He says, Arbhaka, my dear child, I have accepted you. So, from that day he started writing his commentary. He wrote 4,597 verses for Krishna Lila. So, everybody knows this pastime. Mother Earth is distressed. Mother Earth approaches whom? Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma approaches which Vishnu? Lord Vishnu, he goes to the milk ocean. Goes to the milk ocean at that time in order to pray to the Lord, in order to appear. Simple, this is the plain, simple meaning given which everybody understands in front of us. Any enigmatic meaning hidden behind this pastime? Hari Suri is a pakka personalist. He does not like impersonalists. So he is going to bring out a personalist meaning out of this particular pastime. So, are all of you eager to hear what is the hidden meaning behind this pastime? Alright. So this is what Hari Suri says. Please repeat after me.
लोके व्यापक एव यद्यपि विभु सत्यं तथापि इष्टदो ध्येयो ध्यान जुषा समेत्य भगवान् प्रसादमेवोज्ज्वलम् सद्वर्त्मेदमिति व्यबोधि विधिना दुग्धाब्धिमा जग्मुषा नो चेत् स्वस्थल एव सर्वविदसौ चक्रे न योगं कुता
Hari Suri says, Brahma is teaching all of us, especially you impersonalists, learn one thing. Loke vyapak eva yadyapi vibhu. Is vibhu, Lord, not present everywhere in the world? Please say yes or no.
Yes.
Tathapi ishtado. But he bestows benedictions on his devotees. But if you want something from him, Brahma teaches, dhyeyo dhyana jusha. You should meditate on him. Sametya Bhagavan Prasadam, by going to his temple, by going to his prasad or to his abode. Eva Ujvalam, this is the brilliant path of bhakti. Sadvartma, this is the correct path. Idam iti vyabodhi, this is taught by whom? Vidhina. By what? Dugdabdhi majagmusha, because he went to the abode of Lord Vishnu. No chet, if somebody doesn't believe this, some impersonalist doesn't believe this, then tell me, swasthala eva sarvavida. So he could have sat in his own place. He is sarvavid, he knows all the Vedas. Chakrena yogam kuta. Why did he not sit in his own place and engage in meditational yoga? Why did he approach that abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to pray? Lord Brahma is teaching us, if we want to ask something from the Lord, we should approach the Lord's temple. This is the hidden meaning behind the pastime. Bolo. Is it a nice conclusion or not?
Yes.
This is the nature of this devotee. This is how devotees are. Now, some impersonalist may be there who will still try to argue. But when in the beginning of the creation, Lord Brahma did not approach him. Correct or not?
Yes.
So to that I will answer. My answer to that is, in the beginning of the creation, Lord Brahma was in a pitch dark condition, was unaware who is his, what is the identity and location of his creator. Am I correct or not? When he doesn't know what is the identity and location of his creator, how can he go? But when he is engaging in tapasya and Krishna mercifully reveals, this is my identity, this is my location. After that, every time anybody is in trouble, Brahma is going. Lord Ram has to appear, Brahma goes. Lord Krishna has to appear, Brahma goes. They have to churn the ocean, Brahma goes. Every time something demigod wants, Brahma goes to which ocean? Milk ocean. So one thing you have to learn. We want to ask something from the Lord, we should not ask if to the void in the air. Oh Lord, please give me something. If we want to ask to the Lord, we should be a personalist and we should ask to the deity of the Lord by approaching the Lord's temple. Nice conclusion? Right. Next. This is a nice meter called as it is the second and fourth lines are Pushpitagra. The second and fourth lines are bigger than the first and third lines. Please repeat after me.
Anukula vidhava bhishta siddhir. bhavati spashtam avignam ityabhigya vidirachyuta bhavya divya karye pyanukula sthiti bhaga bhut kim abdhau. Are, it is not only one hidden meaning, I will bring more hidden meanings from this one pastime. What more hidden meanings will you bring? Anything can, anybody can think of anything deeper than this? Any more hidden meanings behind this? So he says, yes, one more hidden meaning. See, this person is not ordinary. Krishna has gifted him the seeds in his heart. So he is bringing out all these meanings. He says, anukula vidhav abhishta siddhir. Abhishta siddhi means if we want to become successful in any desired thing in life. It is called as which siddhi? Abhishta siddhi. But for abhishta siddhi, Hari Suri says one thing is needed. Vidhi should be anukul. Please repeat after me. Vidhi should be anukul. Vidhi means fate, bhagya. And anukul means what? Favorable. Luck should be favorable. Everybody agrees or not? Yes. For abhishta siddhi, vidhi should be anukul. Bhavati spashtam. Everybody knows this. Avignam. If vidhi is anukul, everything becomes avigna. Means without any obstacle. Iti abhigya. The learned people know these things. Therefore, see, our vidhi, vidhi means also which what Lord Brahma, became anukul. Kul also means tata. Kalindira kule keli kadambera van. So kul also means what? Bank. So our vidhi also became anukul near the bank of the ocean. Because he knows success will only be attained when vidhi becomes what? Anukul. Or when Brahma becomes to the shore of the ocean. It's a very nice play on words. Alright. Hari Suri says third reason. Brahma did not go alone. Along with Brahma, Brahma took Lord Shiva also. Everybody knows this? Yes? Hari Suri says, very nice. Composes a verse in the Shikharini meter. Please repeat after me. Yadasyatam sattvanusarana chanau dvavapi gunau. Tadayogah siddho bhavati bhagavat prapaka iti. Sputam yachirabdhav sahara parameshti prasarana. Samadhi siddho budu dita hari sakshat kriti sukha. He says, it's a very simple thing. Now he is addressing all those who are practicing Ashtang Yoga. Please listen everybody, those who are practicing Ashtang Yoga. Second line, see, yoga siddho bhavati. Yoga becomes perfect. When does yoga become perfect? He says in first line, yada syatam, something should happen. What should happen? Sattvanu sarana chanau dvav api gunau. There are three modes of nature within the human body. Prabhu, what are the three modes of nature in every human body? Sattvagun, rajogun, tamogun. Achha, which are the two lower modes in this? Rajogun and tamogun. And which is the higher mode? Sattvagun. Okay? Hari Suri says, yoga siddho bhavati. A yogi becomes perfect when rajogun and tamogun become favorable to sattvagun. I hope you are able to understand. Become favorable to which gun? Sattvagun. Favorable, what is the term for favorable in Sanskrit? Anukul. I hope you are able to understand. And then only the yogi can see the Supreme Lord within the heart when the yoga becomes perfect. I hope this is clear. Sputam yad, this is clear. Because the in charge of Rajogun, who is the in charge of Rajogun? Brahma. And in charge of Tamogun, who is that? Shiva. Became Anukul. Anukul means on the banks of the ocean. and became favorable to in charge of which gun? Sattva gun. Bhagavan Vishnu. Immediately Lord appeared in front of them and Samadhi became perfect. Samadhi Siddhobhut. This is given here. I hope you are able to understand. So these are the hidden meanings which are there behind every pastime. Udita Hari Sakshat Kriti Sukho, and Hari was immediately Sakshatkar of Hari happened at that particular point of time. Prasarana, Prasarana means rushing, they immediately rushed. Samadhi Siddho Bhut, Udita Hari Sakshat Kriti. Samadhi was perfect because Rajogun and Tamogun have become anukul to which gun? Sattva gun. Yoga is perfect. Hari is visible now. That is the hidden message given behind it. This is called as Parokshavad. Parokshavad in Krishna Lila. How is it possible? Definitely it is possible. Everybody knows this pastime. Krishna first appeared in the mind of Vasudeva. From the mind of Vasudeva, he is transferred to the womb or heart of Devaki. From there, he is transferred to the womb. Then he appears in front. But first he appeared within what? Vasudeva's mind. Let's remember this fact. This is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Is the plain fact given. That is what is visible in front of our eyes. What is not visible in front of our eyes is the hidden facts. Please repeat after me. Gopalanam mama vidheyam iha gratosti. Tat palake vasatireva puropayukta. Ityeva gogana niyantari chetasisho. Vasam chakarik muvabhyasanaya tasya. Are, why did Krishna take shelter of the mind of Vasudev? He is saying, Krishna is thinking in his mind. Gopalanam mama vidheyam iha agratosti. Agratah, in future, I have to do one task. Which task do I have to do? Gopalanam. I have to become Gopal. Tat palake vasati reva pura. So first I have to learn from the palak of, for I have to learn from Gopal. If I don't learn from Gopal, how can I become what? Gopal. Correct or not? In order to become Gopal, I also have to learn from whom? Gopal. Train under a Gopal. Now, one meaning of go is cows. What is the second meaning of go? Senses. And who is the pal? Who is the controller of all the senses in the body? Mind. I hope you are able to understand. Itteva gogana niyantari chetasisho. Therefore, the controller or the palak of all the go, knowing that the pal of all the go is the mind within the entire body, therefore, out of all the senses of Vasudev, he chose to appear in Vasudev's mind. There was one verse which he wrote which I could never understand, but I understood only after I read Srila Prabhupada's purport in another canto. I'll read this purport. According to the Vedic description, Soma, the moon god, was born from the mind of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chandrama manaso jataha. Chandrama is born from the mind. So Harisuri says, please repeat after me. Pitritopi pitamahasya naptar anuragodhika ityashesha loka vadati ityanubhutayesya kamam swayamagasa pitamahopakandham. Harisuri says, everybody knows one fact. Pitritopi pitamahasya.
more merciful and more loving than the father is the grandfather. Everybody agrees to this or not?
Yes.
Anurago adhika iti ashesh lokah. Entire world knows this fact. More loving than the father is the grandfather. More loving than the grandfather is the great grandfather. More loving than the great grandfather is the great great grandfather. Vadati iti anubhutaye. Krishna says, I want to have experience of this. I am born in which vamsh? Chandra vamsh. Chandrama whom's jata? Manaso jata. So, I hope you are able to understand, who is the father of Chandrama then? Mana. So, in order to experience more delight from his predecessor, he appeared in Chandra vamsh. But before appearing in Chandra vamsh, he appeared to his great grandfather, which is what? The mind. Alright. Everybody knows this pastime? Yes. In Krishna Leela. Huh? What happened? Kamsa tried to dash little baby on the rock. Suddenly it flew out of his hands. And Mahamaya appeared in front of Kamsa. So, can you see Ashtabhuja Mahamaya? So see, Ashtabhuja Mahamaya appeared in front of Kamsa. And Kamsa told Kamsa, you fool! You don't know the person who is about to kill you, that personality has already taken birth. At that time, Harisuri says one important thing. We all have to learn one thing. What do I have to learn from this pastime? Please repeat after me. Swarupaptau sa evaiko hetur vishnupadashrayah vyanjayanti vasakasham gatva swamrupam apayat. Harisuri says, swarup aptav. If you want to have swarup siddhi, everybody knows what is swarup siddhi? Perfecting one's own original constitutional form or position. Eko hetur, only one way is there. What is that? Vishnu padashraya. You have to take shelter of whose lotus feet? Vishnu's lotus feet. But one meaning of Vishnu pad is Vishnu's feet. Another meaning of Vishnu pad is the sky where Vishnu's pad, Vaman's pad had gone. That is known as what? Vishnu pad. Therefore, when Maya, when that baby attained Vishnu pad, she went into what? Into the sky. She showed her actual swarup. I hope you are able to understand. In order to gain your actual swarup, you have to take shelter of which pad? Vishnu pad. Maya also did the same thing. She took shelter of which pad? Vishnu pad, and showed her real swarup. So dear devotees, learn one thing. If you want to have swarup siddhi, you have to take shelter of which pad? Vishnu pad. But for us, the meaning of Vishnu pad is the feet of Lord Vishnu. For Maya, the meaning of Vishnu pad is where Vishnu's pad had gone. That is the sky. Achha. One thing happened, which I have not mentioned here. After that, immediately when Maya disappeared, Kamsa was for almost one night in dejection. Do you remember this thing? Kamsa was in dejection. And he planned to release Vasudeva also. Said Vasudeva, Baba, you go. And you know, that time Harisuri says, see, such an important thing. As soon as Maya goes away from somebody's life, they come to their senses. Is it correct or not? Happened with Kamsa also. As soon as Maya went away, Kamsa came to his senses. This is our beautiful lady Putana. Anybody could recognize her? No, no. Before I told you, nobody could recognize her. This is our beautiful lady Putana. She is wearing nice golden ornaments. And wearing, she is taking the form of a lady. She could have taken any form. Why did she take the form of a beautiful lady? Harisuri writes. He mangane eva vimohanaika. Tatparya hetu khalugokulasya. Samanyamana eva muri chakara.
rupam suvarnanga varanganaya. He says, vimohana eka tatparya, gokulasya. She, for if you want to put gokul into illusion, you want to put the entire gokul into illusion. One meaning of gokul is the village gokul. Another meaning of gokul, kul means collection, of go, senses, all the senses collection, collectively. If you want to put into illusion, in this world there are only two things which can put all the senses collectively into illusion. What is that? Woman and gold. I hope you are able to understand. Hema and Angana. Hema Angana eva vimohana eka tatparya hetu khalu gokulasya. If you want to put the entire gokul into illusion, in this world there are only two things. One is gold, one is woman, beautiful woman. Samanyamana eva murichakara. Therefore, it is very obvious that in order to put gokul into illusion, Putana took the form of a beautiful woman with beautiful ornaments. Acha. Everybody knows this pastime? Yes. Lord Krishna is seated under the cart. Usually in most of the pastimes of demons, Krishna is above the demon. This pastime, Krishna is below the demon. Harisuri will not stay silent. He will say something is being indicated here. Okay. What is being indicated here? Please listen carefully. Svikrityada sthitim purvam tatas charana yogatah adah patam na echatrum kshanaditya karotsputam. See here, Krishna is teaching something. Svikritya, first you should accept adah sthitim, a lower position. Then tatas charana yogatah, then you should touch yogatah. What should you touch? Charana. Charana means what? Foot. Adah patam nayet. In this way you should destroy shatrum. Whom should you destroy? Your enemy. Kshanad, in a single moment. Iti akarot sphutam. This is clearly established. Now, did you get any magical feeling while hearing this? Lower position, you should touch feet and destroy your enemy. This is clear. What the, this is what this we learnt in Bhagavatam also. What is the hidden meaning here? Now see. Lord Krishna is the king of the entire universe. Agreed or not? And kings have one policy. What is the policy? When they meet an enemy king, svikritya adaha sthitim purvam, first they become little humble. And now see the breakdown in the next line. Tatascha rana yogatah. Rana means battle. Tatascha, and subsequently rana yogatah, when there is a suitable opportunity for battle, that time you should fight when the enemy is weak. Adah patam nayet, and destroy the enemy. Shatrum kshanat, very quickly. Iti akarot sphutam. The king of all the universes demonstrated how to fight like an expert king in this manner. One meaning of charana yoga is touching through the feet. And then he puts the cha, cha means and, separately, and says rana yogatah. You should wait for the opportune moment of battle. And then you should destroy. This is the hidden message given by the king of all the universes. That is our dear Lord Krishna, the expert king. Our Lord Krishna is very always asking for drinking Mother Yashoda's milk. Everybody knows this fact. Yes. Damodar Leela happened because first and foremost came and demanded. What did he demand? Mother Yashoda's breast milk. This is what he demanded. At that point of time, our devotee poet has the following thing to say. Purna kamo pyahambhuyo. bhakta harda rasa spriha asmiti prasputi kartum stanya kamo babhuvasa. Krishna is saying one thing, I am purna kam, but I am eager to drink the ras within the heart of my devotee. I hope you are able to understand. One thing is bhakta harda rasa spriha. Bhakta is Yashoda, harda means heart or breast because it is born on the heart. Rasa means milk, spriha means eager. Bhakta harda rasa spriha. Although I am purna kama, I desire to drink the milk from the breast of my bhakta. Asmi, this is one meaning. Hidden meaning is, although I am purna kama, I wish to drink the loving nectar which is flowing within the heart of my devotees. In order to show this fact, our dear Lord Krishna immediately demanded hardaras or milk from the breast of Mother Yashoda. This is one, I am just very quickly mentioning this. There is one pastime where Lord Shri Krishna disappears from between the all the gopis during the rasa dance. At that point of time, Vyasadeva says, Krishna became antarhita. Please repeat after me, Krishna became antarhita. Hari Suri says, why is anybody surprised that Krishna became antarhita? For the entire world, he is antar, he is within the heart and he ensures everybody's hit. Yes or no? Yes, yes. For everybody in the world, he is antar hit. He is within the heart and he ensures everybody's welfare. Seeing that his devotees have developed little pride, what is the surprise that he became antar hit for them? He is antar hit for everybody in the world. What is the surprise that he desired antar hit for them? So dear devotees, this is some parokshavad that I tried to present. But one thing Hari Suri always wanted to ensure, that Krishna should always be directly present within all his poetry. In his book, he wrote one verse, which he says, there are many poets in the world who decorate their poetry with various alankar. You know what is alankar in poetry? Figures of speech or literary ornaments, it is called in English, alankar. So, Hari Suri says one verse. Please repeat after me.
Saubhagyaspadamekamasti mahila bhaleshu chet kumkumam. Saubhagyavratipadanaya tadalam kim tatra bhushantarai. Evam mat kavita pragalbha vanita saubhagya sandhayakam. Mukhyam shri pati bhushanam vijayate nyastam navalankriti.
He says mahila bhaleshu. On the forehead of a lady, he says, Saubhagyas padam ekam asti. There is only one sign which denotes good fortune. What is that sign? Chet kumkumam. This kumkum is one sign which denotes good fortune on the forehead of a lady. He says, Saubhagya pratipadanaya. In order to show her good fortune or Saubhagya, tad alam, it is sufficient. Only one thing is sufficient. What is sufficient? Kumkum. Kim tatra bhushantarai, what is the need of any other ornament? If she has one ornament, it is sufficient. What is that ornament? Kumkum. And if all other ornaments are there, but this one ornament is not there, then what? How can she denote saubhagya? For saubhagya, there is only one ornament, that is kumkum. He says, evam mat kavita pragalbha vanita. Similarly, my poetry is pragalbha vanita.
is like a crazy woman who forgot to wear all her ornaments. But Saubhagya Sandhayakam, she put one kumkum on her forehead. What is that? Mukhyam Shripati Bhushanam. In my poetry, there is the kumkum of Lord Krishna present in each and every verse. Vijayate. All glories to that kumkum of Lord Krishna present in my poetry. Anya astam na valankriti. Let no other ornament be present. But that ornament named Lord Sri Krishna will always be present in my poetry. So, I consider him, this personality, to be the ideal of indirect preaching. This person. Because henceforth, whenever I will go to a temple, I will remember. Why should I go to a temple? Because who went to a temple? Brahma went to it. He immediately made my connection to all these pastimes. And day to day life, I am able to remember. Wherever I am going, I am able to remember. So, this is the ideal perfection of what is known as Parokshavad, or what I call as enigmatic preaching, when it is used in the service of the Lord. For such preaching, Krishna says, Paroksha Mama Chapriya. Paroksha is very dear to me. Very dear. Is it dear to all of you also? Yes. Yes. So, I want to conclude by saying this. Yadatra Khalitam Kinchit Vidvamsah Purayantu Tat Yadatra Saushtavam Kinchit Tat Guru Reva Menahi. Yadatra Khalitam Kinchit. If there was any mistake in my presentation, Vidvamsah Purayantu Tat. May the learned souls complete it and purify me. But Yadatra Saushtavam Kinchit. If you found anything good in the presentation, nice in the presentation, please remember Tat Guru Reva. It belongs to my Gurujanas. You can see my Gurujanas in the presentation. Tad Guru Reva. It belongs to my Gurujanas. Me nahi. It doesn't belong to me. Alright? So, all the good things are belonging to this parampara. Srila Prabhupada named one disciple after Harishwariji. So, all glories to Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Hari Parshat Prabhu, for such a nectarian class. So many sweet verses with various meanings. Mm-hmm. Thrilling it was to hear you. So in one of the purports of Prabhupada I read, sometimes the Lord's activities or His speech sometimes may not be decodable by us. Mm-hmm. In such cases, one should follow the instructions of the Lord, he says. Hmm. They are more superior to Lord's act. For example, like you told about Mahaprabhu singing in the Rathyatra, you know, similarly Krishna dancing in the Rasa dance.
Right.
You know, these are unimitable.
Exactly.
In a past tense. In fact, we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya also exhibiting certain ecstasies of foaming in the mouth and, right, you know, upbraiding his head and things like that, which, right, which nobody can imitate. So then in such cases, Prabhupada says one should follow the Lord's instructions, which are crystal clear,
right,
and, right, you know, simple. So therefore, generally what I do, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is one enigmatic speech where Mahaprabhu talks about a yogi and the mind.
Hey, right.
Yeah, you know. So I read it a little bit, it was difficult to understand, so I skipped that portion.
Exactly.
And so that some other exalted soul may understand and explain me.
Right.
Now later.
So, yeah, I agree with your approach. Some things we don't understand. Why our superiors did what they did. So Srila Sukhdev Goswami also says, Manasapi hi anishwarah. Anybody who is not Ishwar, Anishwar, should not even through his mind try to imitate such a pastime. However, before I skip that entire section, because I like to read many commentaries, if any previous acharya has given some explanation about it, like this Baula and Chaula, this Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has given an explanation about it. Although when Swarup Damodar Goswami asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the meaning? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, only Advaita Acharya knows what is the meaning, you know, he composes such enigmatic poetry. The word Prabhupada uses is sonnet. He composes such sonnets, Advaita Acharya. Only he can understand. I don't understand the meaning of. Now, how can Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not understand? The Supreme Lord, he definitely understands. But he knows that it's a confidential speech from Advaita Acharya to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, being very merciful, he, you know, decodes that speech for us and tells what is the meaning of that speech. Mahaprabhu, your external mission is over. Now, you know, it's time to focus on your internal mission. And only Advaita Acharya can say this, because it was he who invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only Advaita Acharya has that adhikar to tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, see, I sent you the invitation letter. Now, I will dictate the program, you know. You have to follow my program, because I sent you the invitation letter. So, according to my program, session 1 is over. Now, it's time to go into session 2. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is understood, Advaita Acharya understood, and this is what enigmatic speech is meant for, the speaker and the receiver. And sometimes we don't understand. My first approach is first search out exhaustively all the, you know, still nobody has explained it. Then you can say, all right, I don't know. So maybe, you know, somebody else may be able to explain, or I will wait for Krishna. If Krishna gives spontaneously some explanation in the heart which logically makes complete sense, then I will keep that explanation to myself. At least for myself, I will keep that explanation. But I may not speak it, because it is best to speak what is given by the previous acharyas. So that is my approach. Whatever I want to speak, I want to speak something from previous acharyas. So I can point a finger and say, see, if anything correct, okay, it is there. If you don't like anything from them, still it doesn't reflect on me. I'm just a transparent translator between the acharya and the receivers. So that approach I like. So that keeps me safe and that keeps everyone happy. Thank you, Prabhu, so much. Yes, Prabhu. Yes. Charana Yoga.
Actually, as soon as I saw the, it is a simple, nice Sanskrit. So, I mean, I thought it is like Vamana took a very humble role and then he used his feet to...
Yes.
I thought,
yeah. That is also one nice. He had a third interpretation spontaneously coming to his heart. Very nice story. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Guru.
So, we see also this followers of Adi Shankaracharya.
Right.
They also take the verses of scriptures and they tell the gaun meaning of many of the verses. Hmm. So, generally we give the refutation that Vyasdeva has given the mukhya meaning. Hmm. So, we should take that rather than the gaun meaning.
Okay.
But then here we also indulge in parakshavas.
See, the thing is, it's a very nice answer. Very nice question. And I want to take time to answer this question. Sometimes impersonalists, like Srila Prabhupada used to take the example of the Gita commentary written by Mahatma Gandhi. And in the Gita commentary, what Mahatma Gandhi is saying is that this Kurukshetra is not a real Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra represents the heart. And you know, this Pandavas and Kauravas are representatives. This is called as Pratikatmak Vyakhya. Pratikatmak means these are not real, they are Pratikas. They are indicators of something. I hope you are able to understand. So this is Pratikatmak Vyakhya. Now, our Acharyas also sometimes do this. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Kurukshetra is like a field. Pandavas are like the good crop. Kauravas are like the bad crop. Here is Krishna, who is Krishi. He does Akarshan. And what is the first job of the Krishi? To weed out the bad crops and to keep only the good crops. This the Prabhupada also has mentioned in his purport. Now, question is, if our Acharyas are also engaging in Pratikatmak Vyakhya, and followers of impersonal sampradayas are also engaging in Pratikatmak Vyakhya, what is the difference between them and us? The difference is that they flatten the explanation to that one Vyakhya only. I hope you are able to understand. This is the difference. So, if you ask them, they will say, Kurukshetra is not real. Kurukshetra means that only. So, they like a papad, they flattened that entire Vyakhya into that one dimension. Whereas, if you ask Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he will say, Kurukshetra is a historical place. And he will quote also, Kurukshetram, Devanam, Deva Yajanam, Sarvejam, Bhutanam, Brahma Sadanam. This is quoted from the Shruti in his commentary. Why is Kurukshetra Dharmakshetra? But
he will not say that you know, that is the only layer of meaning given there. So the historical layer of meaning should be preserved, and if you want to give a pratikatmak vyakhya in order to add flavor to it, then all that also you can give, as long as the historical meaning is considered to be the main meaning of that. And in poetry, the secondary meanings add a lot of flavor. Mukhya artha and gaun artha. Mukhya artha should be taken primarily when we are discussing tattva. When we are discussing what? Tattva. But when we are discussing kavya, what you need is the hidden meanings, because that is what brings ras. Kavya and tattva is different thing. For tattva, you need mukhya artha. Definitely, no doubt about it. You can't go about explaining tattva or siddhanta through gaun artha. But when it comes to kavya, you want to have all the arthas, because that is what is going to bring about all the relishment. Like this Puranjan Akhyan also. If we flatten it to that literal meaning, there is a kal kanya, she embraced, the whole thing will not make any sense to anybody. But that is the mukhya artha. I hope you are able to understand. That is the literal meaning. That is the dictionary meaning. If you read the dictionary, that is the meaning. But the hidden meaning, what is called as the dhvanit artha, indicated meaning, is given by the commentator Srila Sridhar Swami. Also by Narad Muni later he explains what is this. In kavya, this dhvanit artha or this indicated meaning is the most important. This siddhanta, all Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas have told us. In one of the verses, now I'm sorry, I have to give an example of this. Do Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas also do this? So I have to give an example. Book is not usually read by most devotees. It should be read by an adhikari. There is one book called as Vidagdha Madhav. In that, Srimati Radharani, she sees a crow flying above her head. She sees a crow flying above her head. She says to that crow, "Oh crow, you are going to Mathura. Tell Mathuranath, give him one message from me." What message? He says, "There is a fire in the house and the animal wants to escape, but there is a tight lock on the door. Please come and open the lock so that the animal can escape." How many of you have heard this verse? Yeah? Everybody knows. What is the literal? If you take the literal meaning, it is say, what is this? So what she is saying is, my heart is the house. It is burning because of separation from you. My pran pashu means my soul wants to escape from this burning house. But there is a strong lock on the door. What is the strong lock on the door? Your promise. I will come back. You come back and you open that lock so that my pran pashu can escape. That is the dvanit earth which you want in a kavya. That is what is the purpose of kavya. Rupa Goswami has done, all acharyas have done, everybody has done. Rupa Goswami in Padyavali, he says, Mathurayam yatosi, he says, asmakam hridayam yatra gokulam vyakulayate. He says, you are going from Gokula to Mathura today, oh dear Lord. Gopis are saying to Krishna when he is leaving on a cross chariot, you are going today to Mathura from Gokula. Please remember, where our heart is, that Gokul has become extremely distressed. One meaning is, where our heart is in this Gokul, it has become very distant. Second meaning, hidden meaning. Gokul means collection of senses, and heart is the center of all the senses. Where our heart is the center, that Gokul, all our senses have become extremely perturbed today because you are going to Mathura. So this is all the hidden meanings are there within the kavya. So we should all relish all the meanings. All the meanings are relishable. But when it comes to tattva, when it comes to siddhanta, the main meaning or mukhya arth is the one which should be accepted by us. I hope this clarifies what is being said. Yes, 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 Prabhu. Yeah.
Like sometimes we, like for tattva also, we see that many acharyas giving many commentaries, and sometimes they appear to be contradictory.
Right.
Then how to resolve that or reconcile?
Oh, very nice. Very nice question. I love these questions. These are all part of hermeneutics. And we Shastric Advisory Committee formed a team on hermeneutics, how to resolve Shastric contradictions. So it's very nice. Srila Rupa Goswami says, Your question is when sometimes two acharyas' commentaries go against each other sometimes. So what do you do at that particular point of time? First, let us take one example of such a thing, of such difference of opinion. I will give one example of such difference of opinion. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there are 64 limbs of devotion being described. One of the limb of devotion is called as accepting Mahaprasad of the Lord. So there is one verse which Rupa Goswami quotes, any devotee who accepts Prasad, Purato Murare, he says Purato Murare. So the Jiva Goswami says Purato means you should not accept Prasad in front of the deity of the Lord. He says you should go away and accept Prasadam. Don't accept anything in front of the deity. So the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, you can accept Prasadam in front of the deity of the Lord, but you should not accept betel leaf, pan. Say, anybody, you know, they can read these commentaries and they can see there is a clear difference of opinion. So, Srila Rupa Goswami in Laghu Bhagavatamrit describes how to resolve such direct contradictions. He quotes a verse, Virodho vakyayor yatra na pramanyam tad ishyate, yatha viruddhata cha sya tadartha kalpyate tayo. Virodho vakyayor yatra, whenever two contradictory statements come, head-on collision is there. He says, na apramanyam tad ishyate. Don't think that any one of them is wrong. If you think any one is wrong, then you are rejecting the statement of your own acharya. I hope you are able to understand. Huh? You cannot reject anybody's statement. So you can't say that one of the statement is apramanik. But he says, yatha aviruddhata cha syat. Somehow or other, if non-contradiction can be established between both of them, tad arthaha kalpyate. Accept that meaning, tayo, between both of them. Now, it's easy to say, right? Easy to write this. But when it comes to specific application, how do you do a specific application? I gave an example in this condition. Srila Jiva Goswami saying, don't accept Prasad in front of the Lord. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur saying, accept. Don't accept betel leaf. What should I do? Some devotee will say, I like Jiva Goswami. So I will follow which Goswami? Somebody will say, oh no, I like the merciful Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Such liberal views. Eat in front of the Lord. No problem. DTU door is open, no problem, eat. Only don't eat betel leaf. So, Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan says, all devotees should understand one nyaya. He calls it Udit Anudit Home Nyaya. Udit Anudit Home Nyaya. When I read this first, I said, what is Udit Anudit Home Nyaya? And Baldev Vidya Bhushan doesn't explain anything, just writes the name. Udit Anudit Home Nyaya. And I am left with this Udit Anudit Home Nyaya. I don't know what is Udit Anudit Home Nyaya. So I was searching for almost 10-15 days, what is Udit Anudit Home, what is Udit Anudit, because it's a very important nyaya. If I can understand what he is saying, then I can understand how to resolve contradictions. So after a lot of searching, I found it is in Nyaya Sutras of Gautam. Gautam Rishi says, in certain places in the Vedas, it is said, Udite Hotavyam, offer oblations in the fire when the sun has arisen. If you don't offer oblations, if you offer oblations before the sun rises, there is one set of the dogs of demigods who will eat your offerings. I say, the dogs will eat your offering. Another Veda says, Anudite Hotavyam. Offer oblations before the sun rises. If you offer after the sun rises, then another set of the dogs of demigods will eat your offerings. I say, Udite Hotavyam, Anudite Hotavyam. Abhi, what to do? Gautam gives a solution. That anybody who sticks to one part firmly will get the result of that part and will not get the negative result of the other part. I hope you are able to understand. So stick to one, you will get the positive result of that and you will not get the negative result of the other. This is known as which nyaya? Udit, Anudit, Home nyaya. This I suggested we should write in the paper on hermeneutic, because this is important for devotees to understand how to, you know, resolve through our acharyas we have to learn how to resolve contradictions. So Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan taught how to resolve. So I hope you have understood how to resolve. Some statements may be irresolvable, but you can take one side and then the negative effects of the other side don't apply to you. But both of them should be our acharyas, I say. We can't take one from our sampradaya and another acharya from another sampradaya and say these two are contrary. No, no. They should be of the same sampradaya. And if there is some contradiction, we can stick with one acharya.
And Srila Prabhupada in one letter said to one disciple, there is no reason why two acharyas cannot differ on certain point. Means he said, there is every reason for two acharyas to differ on a certain point. So that gave me a confirmation when Prabhupada said this thing. So I hope it is understand how to resolve this. Udit anudit hom nyay. So I think we are over time. Huh? Or can we take questions more, Prabhuji? One last question. Yes, Prabhuji, please.
Prabhuji, you mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes from Mammat. He quotes. So, if you see Chaitanya Lila fully, there are many places where he quotes Chandidas, Vidyapati, and esoteric, like non-kavya, like non-devotional kind of. You can say non-devotional, but you know, as per our sampradaya or parampara standards. And so my question is very very precisely, where is that fine line wherein Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes any verse or anything on the base of the merit of that kavya as per the literary authority that kavya has, or it takes it on the merit of the devotion of that kavya? Because if you see this Vallabh Sampradaya is our Vallabhacharya, he quotes, he tries to create commentary, and he also has written many kavya on. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like, was not happy when he tries to quote things. So, and even Swarupa Madhur Goswami, the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who, you know, kind of filters all that, Swarupa Damodar Goswami, he filters all that kavya which is quoted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So where is that distinction between the merit of the kavya or the merit of devotion?
Okay. So I should first understand the question correctly in order to answer it. If I have understood the question correctly, you have asked that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes used to quote some authors like Chandidas, Vidyapati, and where is that fine line to be drawn between when it turns mundane and when it becomes devotional? That is what you are asking. Okay. The thing is, Srila Rupa Goswami has therefore said Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhi. Somebody can see Krishna Sambandh where somebody else cannot see Krishna Sambandh. Please try to understand. This is different level of maturity of different devotees. Suppose somebody comes to the temple first day. This is their first day in the temple. If they are told, "Ki Baba, there is a certain brahmachari who has now gone to the United States in an aeroplane sitting nicely for preaching. For him, he may get little bewildered. Are brahmachari matlab, he has to sit in the temple. Why should brahmachari take such comfort? Agreed or not? First day the devotee is. That devotee cannot understand one thing. He cannot see Krishna Sambandh in that. But that brahmachari who is sitting in the plane, going and preaching, that brahmachari can see what? Krishna Sambandh. Therefore, if Krishna Sambandh is genuinely present, then whatever is there, you may be relishing a certain kavya, but you can see Krishna Sambandh in it. And it is very much nice. Srila Prabhupada used to say one thing. I can see Krishna even in the lamppost. One time he said like this while walking. I don't know where, but I remember Krishna Prabhupada saying, I can see Krishna even in the lamppost. Prahlad can see in the pillar. I mean, here is a pillar. And what can you see in a pillar? Unless you draw Krishna upon it, I cannot see Krishna on it. So, for me, my level of Krishna Sambandh is very tiny as compared to Prahlad Maharaj. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can see Krishna Sambandh in many places, all places. So, Vidyapati is directly devotional. Chandidas, you may have a, you know, borderline. You can say, Baba, whether devotional or not. Vidyapati is directly devotional. Kalidas. Kalidas is in some kavyas like Raghuvamsh, you know, he's describing something devotional, but some kavyas like Meghdoot,
You have no connection to that. Huh? So, there was one, I'm forgetting the name, there was one Vaidya who saw just a peacock feather and fainted. What is it? Murari Gupta. What is in peacock feather? There is no deity of Krishna, nothing. The Badshah, they are fanning with the peacock feather fan. And he sees a peacock feather. And every day he is visiting the court of the Badshah. You are seeing the peacock feather every day. One fine day you see peacock feather, suddenly you get this Uddipan and it becomes a stimulant for you to experience ecstasy. Now, there is nothing, for most people there is no direct Krishna sambandh in seeing a peacock feather. But for him it is such deep Krishna sambandh. It acts as a stimulant for him to experience some ecstatic feelings for Krishna. So, it depends on the sambandh, that the internal connection that a particular devotee has developed with Krishna. And one man's medicine may be another man's poison. This we have to understand. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's medicine may become our poison. So, if I read Chandidas is, frankly speaking, I never tried. I liked my Harisuris, So, I never ventured into Chandidas. But as far as I know, it has to be given some devotional explanation for every kavya that Chandidas or Vidyapati writes. Some devotee, expert devotee should sit down and tell, Babi, what is the meaning of this? What is the meaning of this? What is the meaning of this? If you read directly the mool text, there is a big chance, we can't see Krishna sambandh in that. So, that is the criteria. Nirbandha Krishna sambandh. Yukta Vairagya Muchyate. That criteria cannot be, you can't have one yardstick for everybody in that, because different devotees are on different levels of advancement. But one thing should be there. We should be akaitav. We should not be sakaitav. As long as we are akaitav, we don't want to cheat ourselves. We will know where to start and where to stop. As soon as we become sakaitav, then I can say, I can read Chandidas also. I know the language. If I try, I can interpret Chandidas also. Today, if I see it, it's a Bengali language. In Sanskrit, it is much easier. I can sit down and interpret Chandidas also, Vidyapati also. No problem. But I never ventured into that direction. Why? Because it's some genuine taste should be there. I mean, some adhikar should be there. Something should be there, then I can. If I simply read the dictionary meanings, what will I get? But I like Hari Zuri. I love, this because he appeals to, my intelligence. He appeals to my thought process. So, according to my adhikar, I am trying to see Krishna Lila. But I want to have direct Krishna sambandh. This I want to ensure in my life. Because if I don't have direct Krishna sambandh, I will immediately fall away. Vyasdev tried to have no Krishna sambandh. In 17 Puranas, Vyasdev tried to, do the original indirect preacher is Vyasdev. And he spoke about Agni and, Vayu and, all the other deities. And finally, Narad Muni came to him and said, are you happy now? And Narad Muni's question after all this is, are you happy now? So he said, you knew even the Brahma also you describe, Brahma Yattat Sanatanam. But still, Gyatvapi Shochasi, still you are Shochasi, you are lamenting here. Akritartha Iva Prabho. And he calls him, oh Prabhu, oh Prabhu, dear Vyasdev. Akritartha Iva. As if you have lost everything, you are lamenting here. Why is it so, Vyasdev? So Vyasdev knows. Narad Muni is asking a rhetoric, he's asking a question, rhetorical question is being asked. Narad Muni knows the answer. So Vyasdev also tried, but without Krishna sambandh it doesn't happen. Narad Muni reminded, please, direct Krishna sambandh. Please, direct Krishna sambandh. Henceforth, direct Krishna sambandh should be there. So when that happened, the Srimad Bhagavatam was immediately manifested. So this principle I want to keep in my life. Because yesterday there was a discussion on this. What should qualify as indirect? What should qualify as direct? So, let's take the criteria from Rupa Goswami only. There should be Krishna sambandh. Once there is Krishna sambandh is there, at least some Krishna sambandh should be there. So, I will accept it. I am speaking my viewpoint. Some Krishna sambandh is there. I will say, chalo, kuch nahi to at the end of the day, there was some Krishna sambandh. But what is happening is,
If you have a pond of milk, my Shiksha Guru Sri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj used to say, you have a pond of milk in the beginning, and one person came to know, if I mix one jar of water in it, nobody will come to know. Then that person told another person, and entire village came to know. All the milkmen came to know. If I mix, then all in this pond of milk, everybody started mixing water. Water. One day only water will remain. I hope you are able to understand. So that is not what we want. We don't want to mix so much water that one day only water will remain. Or we don't even want that milk in which there is 80% water. In Govardhan one, I have seen that milk in which there is 80% water. I want that milk, my personal choice is, in which there is 100% milk. But first I should develop the capacity to digest such milk. Right now, I can take toned milk. You know what is toned? Right now, I can take toned milk. So I like Hari Suri. Why? Because some day-to-day instructions with Krishna Leela. I hope you are able to understand. If you want to go ask something to the Lord, go to the temple. This is like a day-to-day instruction for me. I like this. Because, take whose example? Brahma's example. So this is 50% water, 50% milk. I like my toned milk every day. Some other devotee may like pure milk. But if I take pure milk at this stage, now I will probably end up, you know, spilling it out. I don't want it at this stage. So that pure milk, that Gita Govind and, you know, all nice things. Nice things are there, Prabhu. I don't deny it. But Sanskrit commentaries are written. I can understand also all the hidden meanings. Prabodhanand Saraswati written commentary. Why should I not read? But I should not read because some things need time. More than anything else, some things need time. Yes, sir. This Prabhuji said last question. So, Yes. That analogy should be understood correctly. Somebody has written a song, some impersonalist comes and explains it. The song is the milk. The impersonalist is the serpent. And his explanation is the poison. So don't blame the song. Avaishnava mukhodgirnam. So what explanation comes out of a mouth of a Vaishnava is compared to a poison which touches the milk. It is about holy name. So some impersonal holy name is like pure milk, and some impersonally explains it as in an impersonal way, thereby he tinges the milk with his poison. Alright, if they are directly describing Krishna, there is no impersonalism tinged there, we can accept anything in the world, no problem. But let us be first expert to understand what is impersonalism. Everybody should be expert in understanding. There is no excuse. We should know what is Mayavad, we should know what is Brahmavad, we should know what is Pratibimbavad, Parichedvad. All these things are explained by our acharyas. And we should know when a particular person is trying to, you know, give an impersonal interpretation. When that is happening, then we should understand. I read one explanation of the name of Lord Ram. Now I am giving one impersonal. Nobody should accept this explanation. I am giving one explanation. One person has said in one book, Ram's name produces so much happiness. The syllable Ra is like the living entity, like the Supreme Lord. The syllable Ma is like the Jiva. When you utter Ram, both come together. I hope you are able to understand. Both come together. And the joy of the Jiva and Brahma becoming together is present in the name of Lord Ram. Wow! What a nice explanation, right? Now, I should be an expert to understand this is not the meaning of Lord Ram. Meaning of Lord Ram is given in the Upanishads. Ramante yogino anante rama iti abhidhiyate. Yogis take delight in meditating upon him, therefore he is known as Lord Ram. I accept that definition. So, at least I should know, you should know, we all should know, we all should become expert. Maturity means to become expert in Shastrarth. Everybody should become expert in understanding meanings of Shastras.
And that is how they can sustain for long duration of time. At this point of time, if we are not expert, we should hear from some devotee who is more expert than us. But we should gradually, we ourselves should become expert, and we should come to know what is correct, what is incorrect. But as long as we are not expert, let's take help from our senior devotees. Alright? So, thank you very much, dear devotees. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Itai Gaur Premanande.